Welcome into a Thursday inside the Jaguars. JP Shadrick, senior writer for Jaguars.com. John Osia, the Jaguars and Dolphins will meet Sunday at 1 o'clock at Sun Life Stadium. Practice again today just outside of Everbank Field and underneath the lights today. A little mist, overcast, and pretty cold today, John.
Yeah, it's not a balmy day in North Florida, say the least. But they got their work done, so yeah, time to move on.
It'll be a little different in South Florida this Sunday as well. Okay, a couple of guys, let's talk injuries. Mm-hmm. Of course, everybody wants to know about Cecil Shorts. Right. What's the latest?
Well, the two primary guys, Maurice Jones-Drew, Cecil Shorts. Cecil went limited again today, from what we understand. So he remains up in the air going into the weekend. He wants to play. Jaguars want to play him. Mike Mularkey said on Wednesday that they'd be cautious all week. That's what they're doing, so you would think he'd play, but it's going to remain to be seen. And Maurice Jones-Drew didn't practice again today. It looks like that very, very questionable that was the case early in the week is very, 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 very questionable. So it doesn't look like he's going to play.
And that's just getting more and more frustrating. It has to be.
Well, it has to be for all parties. And, you know, there's 2 weeks left after this. And, you know, we'll see what happens in terms of roster spots, in terms of playing them. And at this point, there didn't seem to be much harm in waiting for him to get a chance to play. But we'll see. At 2-11, all those bets are, you know, who knows?
One of the matchups we talked about yesterday was the offensive line for the Jaguars against the defensive line for Miami. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't get much better than defensive end Cameron Wake. He's in his fourth year out of Penn State. 14 sacks. Mm-hmm. I think that's the total for the Jaguars defense this year.
Yeah, it's a good number for Cameron Wake and not a great number for the Jaguars, obviously. But he's going against primarily Cameron Bradfield this week, the second-year veteran over on the right side. And it's a tough matchup for Cameron Bradfield because Cameron Wake's a guy, as Bob Rutkowski and Cameron Bradfield both talked about today, he's a guy whose motor never quits. He goes all the time. He's talented to start the play, and then he never stops. So he's a dangerous matchup, and Cameron Bradfield needs to get the job done against him.
And that's not even mentioning the other issues on the offensive
right.
line. They have a few other defensive linemen that can play too, not
sure.
just Wake. What's the latest at left guard? They're still trying a few guys there.
Right.
They added a few today. And you talked to Austin Pastor, right?
I did talk to Austin Pastor. Yeah. First time I've talked to Austin Pastor. He's a practice squad guy, and he doesn't know if he'll be up or not. They're not really saying yet. He said, what do you expect a practice squad guy to say? If needed, he'll be ready. Also talked to Eugene Monroe, who, interestingly enough, he is staying at Eugene's place. Eugene's got a lot of confidence, and Eugene kind of joked and said, this is my fifth guy getting ready. So I guess I'm used to it at this point.
The folks that run behind that offensive line, running backs, of course, Montel Owens is going back in as a starter again, mm-hmm. it seems. He hasn't quite conceded that the setup is different, but the coaches like the way he's
right.
run so far.
Well, Montel's all about preparation, and he's been doing this for 7 years and has his way of preparing. So that's been his emphasis since he's taken over the starting running back job is I'm going to do things exactly the same. Bob Rutkowski today talked to the media, and he talked a lot about how Montel may not be that breakaway guy, that's my words, not Bob's, but Montel has an ability to follow his blockers and get the most out of a play. He certainly did that in the 32-yard run the other day. You may not think of Montel as that number one running back. For now, until Maurice Jones-Drew gets back, he's that guy for the Jaguars. And last week, frankly, he showed he could do it. So until he shows he can't, it may be time to start believing it.
Good stuff, John. Thank you.
Thank you. What, 10,000 calories? Is that what I hear the birthday was all about for you?
Well, I ate like a horse
Big day,
all
right?
day long,
all right.
including on this show yesterday.
Well, it's,
you're an enabler is what you are.
I am that.
Thanks, John. We'll wrap up the week tomorrow on Inside the Jaguars.